are the haves and the have-nots, Tommy.
That's the way it goes, buddy.
And you think you want a taste of the good life.
Oh, yeah.
But when it shows up from people you may know, it's not always what you'd expect it to be. That was the crux of a conversation we had right before we went on our holiday break there. And it has one person a little bit upset that one person would even suggest that he was doing what seems exactly what he was doing. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, it's Wednesday, it's 8 o'clock. It's time for Hate Mail of the Week. And a day before we went on our little break there, we told you a new shocking statistic.
What's that?
Alcohol sales last year were down. And the blame was put on how expensive alcohol had gotten over the last couple of years. Prices are going up. But there was actually, Tommy, one area where the price in alcohol actually went down.
Wow.
High-end alcohol.
Top shelf.
Yes. Right. For some reason, as the lower and middle tiers of alcohol rose in price, top shelf alcohol was becoming more, quote, affordable. Mm. So quick follow-up, by the way. Story yesterday says that we were drinking less during the holidays, too, and we don't know why.
Wow.
So alcohol use maybe going down.
Okay.
But when we found out that high-end liquor prices were going down, right before Christmas, Hanukkah, we had a discussion about serving high-end spirits at get-togethers. Specifically, was it a classy gesture to spend the money to share this rare alcohol with the people you care about, or was it a dick move when people who can afford it are just flashing their cash and letting those people at their house know I'm better than you?
Breaking out the good stuff.
Tommy, remind me what you said.
They're dicks. They're just rubbing it in your face. They ain't doing it because they want you to experience the good life. They want you to know that they have the good life and your ass don't.
Okay. Tommy proceeded to kick high-end liquor servers in the scrot over and over and over again.
Because these people look down on you as a low sipper.
For about 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. And that bothered someone.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who says he does what he does because he cares. Because
he high sips.
And people like you, Tommy, are actually the ones that have a problem. Mm. And just so everyone's aware, we got this letter on January 3rd, so they must have heard it on a replay while we were off, and I think there's something in the letter that also gives us a clue.
Okay. Right.
Actual physical letters sent through the mail telling us we suck. Very upset with low-sipping Tommy. Sit back and enjoy today's Hate Mail of the Week.
I heard a radio bit about high-end alcohol and the people who serve it to their friends and family. One person on your station said people who do it only because they want to look rich and impressive and don't really care about the people at their parties. That could not be more wrong. I tried to call, but couldn't get through, so I'll say my piece here. My wife and I have been very fortunate financially the last few years, and we want to share that. Every year for New Year's Eve, we get several bottles of Dom Perignon to drink throughout the night and toast with at midnight. Most of the people at the party only have tried it at our home. I don't buy that so people at my house think I'm better than them. I spend that money willingly because I want those people to know that I care about them, and I want them to get an experience they wouldn't normally get on their own. It's a treat that they could not do for themselves. The man who is judgmental, he's the one who has the issue. Don't let the insecurities about how your life has turned out make people doing something nice look like bad people. I didn't make the mistakes you made. Don't try to make me feel bad for sharing the good fortune my wife and I have. Sincerely, Paul.
If you're watching the live stream, he's like a little bulldog trying to get off the chain. Let the letter go. All right, Tommy, get him.
Mr. Good Fortune. He said good fortune multiple times.
Oh, yeah, good fortune.
And then he's just like, he serves it all once a year. So they can have the experience.
Well, he wants to share it with his poor friends.
Here's your sip once a year.
Wait. You think he should be outfitting his family with bottles of Dom Perignon?
Well, he's such good fortune. I mean, he breaks out the good stuff once a year. He's like one of these low-end millionaires that thinks he's hit. Like, he's my dad. My dad thought he was like a high... My dad had bank, but not when he got around people with bank.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, serious bank.
Okay.
But he thinks he's in that group, but he ain't. He's a 10-cent millionaire, man.
Well, I mean, look, I've been to your house. Never had Dom there. I'm just saying.
Busted. I'm busted ass. I'm a low sipper.
Low sipping, busted ass.
Yes.
No gas in the ass, bitch.
And this is my brother did it. My old man used to do it all the time. And then there'd always be a backstory or how much it costs. You can't get this at certain places. And it's all BS.
But aren't you saying that because you want that person to know like how unique the
to
moment is?
It.
Yes, I mean,
right.
No, because most people just want to get high, and have a couple of drinks.
Yeah, but,
and have
that, but you are. I mean,
it's shaming.
You are picky because you would also judge somebody for only having low end stuff.
Well, yes.
All right, put a pin in that. Put a pin in that. We'll loop back around. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. These types of letters are my favorite kinds of letters.
Why is that?
Well, because in defending himself, he's kind of totally proving
yes,
your point.
Yes, he sounds like that person.
I mean, it was the most smug way of saying, hey, I'm a good guy. I'm a good guy.
We have done so well in life.
Quote from his letter. What was his name? I forget.
Paul.
Paul, thank you. Quote, I spend that money willingly.
Yes.
Because I want those people to know I care about them. And I want them to get an experience they wouldn't normally get on their own.
Because you can't afford it.
He says, quote, it's a treat they could not do for themselves.
But how condescending is
it
that?
It is.
He multiple times has elevated himself and called all his friends busted.
Yeah. I mean, that's the way people talk about their kids. It's a treat for them they could not do for themselves.
Right.
Like, you don't even really need to read between the lines here. Like, he could have just said, I enjoy
I'm
it.
Taking and care of them.
Well, no, he could have said, Kimmy, I enjoy it and I want to share it with people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he says out loud on paper, it's a treat they could not afford for themselves.
Yes.
I mean, he is. It sounds like he's doing it for the gasp factor.
Yeah. He wants to show off.
Dom Perignon.
So the other thing my old man used to do,
uh-huh.
If anybody gave him a good bottle of booze, he would, like, let's say you're at a party, somebody brought something really nice.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Put it away.
Is that not appropriate?
That he wouldn't put it. Like,
he just wanted to show you.
No, he wouldn't open it for the party.
Somebody brought it
That's
as a
saying.
Gift to my parents' cocktail.
Oh, they brought it.
And if it
gotcha.
Was like high
gotcha,
end
gotcha.
Stuff, like single malt liquor, high end single batch bourbon.
Yeah.
Beautiful. He put it away.
Question.
But he wouldn't leave it out because obviously, you know, you bring a bottle, you open it.
No.
But, well,
hold
when
on.
You bring it to somebody, do you expect them to open it? Because I don't.
The class thing would be to put it on the bar.
Okay, let's talk.
Not
but I'm
hide it.
Let's talk.
But I'm not going to open it if I brought it.
No, he
no,
should.
You, the host should open it, is what he's saying.
Okay.
I disagree with you.
Of course.
What does that mean?
Because you're a liquor hoarder. You're a hoarder.
I mean, I am kind of a liquor hoarder.
Yeah.
But.
I know for sure when certain people come into your house, you start stashing like a squirrel.
They don't appreciate
it. See? See?
You going to let my dad drink? Bro, you do that stuff. My dad don't appreciate it. All right, it's good. I can serve the guy turpentine. Right, it's whoa, single malt turpentine. I mean, look.
Right.
If somebody were to bring me a really high-end bottle of booze,
yeah.
I think it is completely appropriate to go, oh, my God, thank you so much. It's a gift for me. I'm going to put it in the liquor cabinet. The reason you think people should open it is because you're a dick who only drinks one thing and isn't malleable. So you bring what you want to drink.
Yes.
And then expect them to open it so you can have exactly what you want. I know a guy like that, too. When I get you some Coors Light.
I would feel funny if I brought something to somebody and they opened it and only served it to me and they didn't pour themselves something because I would think, do they not like this? But that's why I'm saying, like, that's
why. This is it. He doesn't even care. I like Jameson. I'll bring it. I don't care if you like it.
That's my point. Let's say, like, that's why I wouldn't find it offensive if they put it away because I would think, oh, that's great. Like, this seems like something they want to save for later.
And, like, let's say somebody brings you a nice bottle of wine. A lot of people bring wine to a party.
Yeah.
Like, to stash it away?
But if it's a really nice bottle of wine, and let's say...
Share it. It's an event.
No, but let's say there's 12 people there and you got one bottle of wine. Not everybody's
going to get
some. Okay, that's fine, but... At least open it and let that happen.
No, because there's... What if everyone lines up? Ooh, and then you get to, like, the seventh person. Sorry. I want some more. The way it goes.
The way it goes,
all right, so
baby.
If I got 30 people, you open up your tiny bottle of Jameson that you bring as a, quote, gift.
I bring a nice bottle.
And then you don't get yours. What happens?
Well, I'm going home.
252-WCMF Hate Mail of the Week. A man named Paul writes us a letter after Tommy had said that people who serve high-end alcohol at family functions, you know, high-end, high-label... They're not doing it out of the goodness of their heart. They're doing it to be smug. And Paul says, no, he does it because him and his wife, they serve Dom Perignon at New Year's Eve.
Which is about as high as in champagne you get.
Can you Google what the base level Dom
costs? It's what Mick drinks.
That's why I don't know
what... It's what every one of those rappers drinks.
That's why I'm asking, because I'm not Mick or a rapper. And I'm definitely not a rapping Mick.
You run your mouth like one. And here's the best part of this.
Okay, can I finish
recapping?
I'm sorry.
Price ranges from $250 to $400 bucks.
And he's got multiple bottles?
Bro, when he says multiple, that's two.
Okay, that's still $500 bucks.
He ain't breaking out a case like it's the Titanic.
He says him and his wife have been fortunate the last couple of years. Well, he brings it out. So, quote,
401k crook.
Quote, I spend that money willingly because I want those people to know I care about them and I want them to have an experience they wouldn't normally get on their own. It's a treat they could not do for themselves. He proves Tommy's point. Mm. You're going to yell and then I'll crush you.
Because they think, like, here's the thing, like, people that do that, and my family is the worst.
Mm-hmm.
They think they're classy doing this. And in it, they look like chintz and low class.
No, you don't.
Because, like, people that really have money don't flaunt it. Like, people that drink Dom Perignon probably drink it as a beverage. Like, it's not a special occasion. This guy thinks he's high end. He's chintz because he had to save up to get it, mm-hmm. and he makes a big production out of it. Where people with money, that's just their normal, and they act like they've been there before.
Okay.
If you do this, you chintz.
So, with all that being said, that wasn't a great point.
That's the old man point.
That was not a good point.
That was a great point.
All that being said. No, I meant the physical and the actual point. There is a point that Paul makes here.
Chintzy Paul?
Mm-hmm.
That means you're also wrong.
Mm.
It is, as he says in this letter, yep. 100% Tommy, your insecurity that makes this an issue.
And he's
No, you didn't hear what I just said. You didn't hear what I just said.
I heard what you said. My insecurity.
Yes, the whole reason you're upset with this is because of your insecurity. Because you personally.
You drink it down. You drink it down to me.
You personally could just be excited about getting something you don't normally get to try. Whatever.
Oh, thank you, sir. What am I, Oliver? Please, sir, can I have some more? I
already did that one. Can't do two in the same break. It's the front thanks to the Oliver Act of 1776.
No sipping.
For whatever the reason, when that bottle comes out, whether it's high-end champagne, whiskey, tequila, whatever, you're going to get something you would never normally try on your own.
Ooh, true.
Look at that.
You don't have to look so deep into why it's happening and what the motives are of the host. And what's funny about that, as Kimmy said, with you, you love to big-time people with stuff you think they can't afford. Every article of clothing you've ever worn, the coffee you drink, the town you are currently squatting in.
Ooh, that's low end.
Ooh, low sipping.
You will even go as far as to judge the glass that person is drinking it out of.
Thank you, Kimmy.
You're not drinking it the right way.
I blame my parents.
Ooh, he's low glassing. If it's too high end, ooh, no one should be able to afford it for Tommy. If it's busted, I can afford more than that, so it's busted. Somehow Tommy Mulet, it's amazing, and we're very fortunate to be in this room, Kimmy.
Yeah.
Tommy Mulet is at the perfect financial and social level for everybody. Shut up! You are this guy, just on a chintz level, bitch! You a chintz bitch-ass, low-level-ass, squatting-ass, bitch-ass, chintz-ass bitch!
I also, I would think, like, because whenever we've been to your house, you, or I should say your wife, very generous, like, you have the whole bar set up for us and everything, and I would.
My wife's a great host, like
yeah,
like Pat's wife.
So.
Oh, look at it! Now he's trying to score points here. Because no, he just got pants.
Both
everyone's wives are so great.
The only one that has a lousy host is your husband.
Okay.
I mean, he does make a good.
Go ahead, take a shot.
No,
the
I mean,
no host.
How would you
Kimmy
know?
No host.
How would you know?
Yeah, because we never get invited,
and I mean, you never will be.
But what did I do?
You're associated. Sorry.
I'm associated with you. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
But I would also I would offer up. And your wife does this. She'll offer up like the best stuff on there because she doesn't want you to be afraid to ask what you want.
Yeah. Tommy's got Pabst for you. Here you go, guys. Best beer on the bar. You want some Natty Ice or a PBR? Your call.
And so in that way, if you go to somebody's house and they're offering you this the highest end bottle of whatever they have, it makes you more open to requesting something that you telling them what you like and what you want to drink without being afraid to ask for it.
But if you're condescending, you're talking down to people and you make a big production out of it, you're kind of being a dick.
And going even further on that point, not you, Kimmy's point, if it bothered you that much that this person was trying to big time you with high end liquor, you know what you could do?
What?
Not drink it.
I understand, but you
No.
But I'm trying to be cordial at a party.
No. You end up at a person's house serving high end. You could simply choose to pass.
I don't want to be rude.
But you won't. Because Paul is right in one thing.
What's that?
You are excited to try it. In fact, when
I don't want strings attached.
In fact.
Now I owe them.
In fact. When you're done being offended that Paul big time drank you, you know what he's going to do, Kimmy?
What?
He's going to brag to other people. That
weren't
there.
I got a buddy.
Yeah, they tried. No, he'll leave that part out. You know what I got to try? You will leave out the host that paid for it and brag.
I'm not going to. But he don't deserve it.
Okay. But.
It's not my experience to brag about.
The same thing guys like you used to big time you will use in a story down the road to big time other people. So, Kimmy, I ask this question.
What?
I ask you.
Who is the real douche? The man
who... Well, you know who she's going to pick.
The man...
It's a leading question.
I'm not even using you as an example. It's
yes,
two random
are.
Men. Who's the real douche? Mm-hmm. The man who pays for the alcohol and maybe big time serves it. Or the man who free sips and then leaves later going, yeah, I've had that, man. Yeah, it's good. You never had that? I never had that.
Well, they're both probably in sport coats, so are they equal douches?
It's a circular douche firing squad. The rare scenario
yes.
where everyone involved is a giant douche.
It's a douche off.
Yeah. Oh. And they're both winning. Anything else you got?
Or?
No, you're all done.
I'm done.
Let's take a break. There is an expectation when someone invites you over to watch a game, but it's never spoken. And I know it's weird to think that people like this still exist, but this picture proves they do.
Oh.
You know, if it ain't broke, why do I need to replace it? So we'll be watching the game on this. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So it's T-minus, what, 4 days, Bills, Ravens, live on CMF?
Oh,
yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you're not fortunate enough to be at the stadium on Sunday, you could go watch it with Tommy at the Bill Grace Tap Room in Chi-Lai.
Yeah.
You could watch it at home.
Mm-hmm.
That's what one very famous Bills fan did for that win over the Broncos on Sunday.
Yeah.
Wolf Blitzer, legendary newsman.
CNN, man. Been there forever.
Yep. He's a Western New York guy. He is a die-hard Bills fan. Talks about him on the air every once in a while. And he shared a picture on social media of him watching the game last weekend on a TV that has to be 30 or 40 years old.
So it's not a flat screen?
So it's like, I can't tell if it's a flat screen.
Is it a freestanding television set?
No, it's on. It's in a cabinet.
Yeah. Oh.
Like one of those old school cabinets.
Looking, okay. Yeah.
So the screen looks flat, but it also looks like a box TV in the back.
Okay, those were the original before. Those are the pre-flat screen
TVs.
Like,
that weigh a ton.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So this TV at minimum is 30 years old, right?
And he's on television.
He's on TV. Oh, but I'm not even done.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's more.
Attached to the TV is the world's first DVD player and a VCR.
Yep.
Hand to God. You can go look at the picture yourself.
Guy's frozen in the 80s?
And oh, the worst part, the TV can't be more than, what, 35 inches?
No, it doesn't look that big.
It's a small TV.
Yeah.
He's got to be a bazillionaire.
Yeah, no kidding. He's been on, and he's on TV.
Yes.
So the picture is just Wolf Blitzer, thumbs up with a smile, standing in front of the TV with 30 seconds left in the game.
People got to be killing him, man.
They are. They're crushing it for it. But, I mean, part of this is it is the adorable old man that's like, oh, I've had this TV for 50 years.
Oh, yeah.
So, but it is hard to tell if anyone is watching the game with him. Mm. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Tommy.
Yeah.
If you were invited over to Wolf Blitzer's house to watch a Bills game, what would you expect from the setup before you
a
walk
A guy
in?
That's got a... National, no, an international audience. He's an international broadcast because CNN goes all over the world.
Yes, yes.
Hell, it's in every airport.
Yes. Well, on CNN airport.
Yeah. I'm expecting, you know, to be blown away by, you know, like big house, big system, the works.
Yeah, but
not my aunt in Auburn's house.
He might have that somewhere in his house. But this might still be his go-to setup.
Which is sad.
You know what I mean?
Because you can afford whatever you want.
Because I think that there are a lot of people in that same boat. And I think you're just that type of person, regardless of age, status, whatever. Like, there are just some people that will hold closely to that old technology because they're afraid that one day they'll want to play that DVD or one day they'll want to play that VHS because they built up a collection through the years or that CD.
I think
there are younger people that are starting to be like that, too.
I mean, she's not wrong. She's not wrong. But the fact that if he had another 70-inch flat screen in his house, he wasn't watching the game on that is mind-blowing.
Which you would want to watch a football game on.
It leads me to believe, Kimmy, this might be the TV in his house.
I'm always, like, I've been to a couple of Super Bowl parties. There was a guy that, you know, used to work in a business.
Yes.
We're going over to his house, and I'm expecting, goddamn.
Mm-hmm.
Guy's been in the business like 35 years.
Yeah.
Right? Bro, the worst. The worst TV. It was like something out of my parents' house. And again, it was like 42-inch TV, which is okay, but you got a room full of people. He's got one TV in the house, 42 inches, and it was closer to the floor than it was to like the mid-level of the wall. So you had to look down at the game while you're watching it.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. With this knowledge we have now that Wolf Blitzer – is enjoying the game on the world's oldest television. Are you allowed to walk out of a game-watching invite if the setup is not good? So you brought up the size of the TV.
Yeah.
Wolf looks like 35. You said like 42. The minimum size of a television for someone inviting people over to watch the Bills this weekend is what?
I drive by if it ain't 55.
I drive by if it ain't 55!
55 minimum for a party, a Super Bowl party?
I was thinking 50, but okay, I can get on 55.
55 is a pretty standard TV.
Kimmy, is 55. What's the minimum size? 55
is a good number. For me, it also has to be about sound quality.
Because
I need to hear the game, too.
You want to watch with the sound on. Because there are people that will have parties,
there
put the TV on mute.
I think the sound is almost more important to me than the size of the TV.
Okay.
So, hey, you want to hear the commercials. You want to see the, you want the whole ambiance of a Super Bowl.
I've been to multiple people's homes where you go to a party to watch a big game, and they mute the television so people can talk. By the way, it's
why talk in a kitchen.
It's why I love Bill Gray's and Charlie so much. They keep the sound of the play-by-play on over the PA in the bar. Some bars don't do it. Some bars won't do it.
How do you get jacked up? You want to feel like you're there.
I'm with you. All right, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
All right, so minimum TV, 55 inches. Kimmy needs the sound on so she can hear the play-by-play. More people or less people, the better?
I would go with less is better.
You want fewer people?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because if you want to like move around and stuff and enjoy the game, enjoy the food, I don't want to be cramped like I'm in a subway station.
Bro, you're the smallest person in the lot.
But I still cramp.
Kimmy, more or less people?
I want my core group of Bills fans. It's the same people I can tailgate with and go to the game, which is not more than 10 people.
Okay,
and I want a place to sit. I don't want to like makeshift sit.
You're such a
pansy. I don't want corner of the couch, end of the end table, no room. I want a comfortable chair, and I want to be able to get up and get something, come back, and not lose my seat.
Well, you need to have pacing room.
Yes.
And that's a great point. You do need pacing room.
But doesn't it piss you off when you get a spot, you get up for a minute,
somebody takes it?
Fat dick is sitting there with his dip.
First of all, that's a terrible thing to say about Ryan. Fat dick with dip is what he said. Second of all, I really don't sit at all during games.
I do. I want to relax.
No, I know, but you don't like football. I think most Bills fans are standing.
You're going to get up at some point, whether it's a controversial call. You got to get closer to the TV so you can really analyze that slow motion play-by-play.
You're laughing? I do exactly that.
I usually sit. I mingle a little, but once I've met everybody, I want to sit.
Okay,
I've already heard your stupid stories.
So, Kimmy, you said you need to know everyone at the party and it needs to be a core group of people you can trust. Because, Kimmy's right.
People I've watched the game with before.
One bad apple can ruin the whole bunch at a watching party. Like, one negative person.
I'm not really a Bills fan. I kind of root for everybody because, it's just like you can't get too into it. You just get disappointed.
And, whether they're the negative person, whether they're, the whatever fan, whether they're the person that thinks they know it all but they don't know Jack, if you're at that party, it's not like you can tell them to shut the F up.
No.
Because it's going to get super awkward.
Yeah.
You just have to let it ride.
Well, you don't want to hurt the party.
That anger inside you builds and builds and builds. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. International newsman, Wolf Blitzer, Western New York native, diehard Bills fan, tweets out a picture of himself watching the Bills win over the Broncos on Sunday, and it's on the world's oldest television. It's like the first ever flat screen. It looks like a box TV. It's in a wooden entertainment center cabinet.
It still has those.
It's attached to the first ever DVD player and a VCR, and it looks to be like 35 inches wide. And we're talking about your responsibility when hosting a big game watching party. Kimmy, do you think people understand the responsibility they possess when they invite people over to watch a big Bills game?
I think if you are the host for one of these things, I would hope, especially for a game of this magnitude, that you've done it before. I'd be a little nervous going over to a first-timer's house for this kind of thing.
But you wouldn't know they were a first-timer. I mean, it's your first time being invited, but you would assume if they're having a get-together, they've done it before.
Well, they got their bases covered.
Especially if they're older.
But Kimmy's right. You would have no idea. This could be their first time they're ever doing it.
One other thing you have to have is good internet. Because I'm guessing a lot of the time, depending on what service what service provider you go through, you could be relying on that internet connection.
To stream the game.
So even if you're
buffering
10, 15 seconds behind, it's going to make you got to stay off your phone. It's going to make a difference in how you take in the game.
The only reason I still pay for cable is because.
But even people who have Spectrum and stuff, sometimes it's just purely the internet. Yeah. What's
that? Do you watch it on
No, I watch it on cable.
Yeah, because so then you get the live.
Yes,
yeah,
if I watch it on the app, my Twitter.
It's almost like 30 seconds behind.
I'll get texts from my buddies like, yeah, I was watching it. There was a bar that I got, a rink bar I got stuck in. Yeah. My daughter had a game, and the Bills game is on. It was the Rams game. And Mac Hollins' touchdown that brought it within one. My buddy texts me 30 seconds before the touchdown. Yeah. Mac Hollins' exclamation point, you idiot. Damn it. Damn it. So I think there is one thing that people who will host watch parties for the Bills for the rest of the season need to understand.
What's that?
And every game from this point on, including this one, will be a massive game when it comes to magnitude. There will be lifelong memories associated with where people watch this game happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know just where you are when you watch Josh Allen fill in the blank. Like, for example, every Bills fan, Tommy, listening right now knows exactly where they were and what they were doing when Taron Johnson returned that Lamar interception 104 yards for a touchdown the last time the Bills played the Ravens in the playoffs. Your home, for better or for worse, will be the backdrop to a memory that your guests may never, ever forget.
All right. A lot of pressure there.
No, I mean, it is.
That's
a
lot. It is a lot of pressure.
Look, I don't mean to put pressure on people, but I'm telling you, this stuff matter. But you should be aware.
All right. He who hosts.
You going to finish that?
Hey, you got a lot going on there.
Yeah, you're doing a thing. You're doing a hosted thing over there? Okay. Kimmy, do you expect the host to be hosting the entire time you're there? Or is it come in, leave me alone, we're watching the game?
No, I don't want you to be hosting the entire time you're there. We're all, like, once the game starts... That's what we're all focused on now, right? Like, I don't need snacks right now. I'm watching the game. Not until I'm a little comfortable with a lead or something. Do I want snacks?
She's gonna fix your plate, and your wife's the same way. She's gonna top you off. Do you need more? Let me get you this. You gotta try that. This is my new recipe. You're gonna be bombarded.
So I've had to.
That's the halftime stuff.
Not at my house.
One of the tightest ropes I've ever had to walk.
Yeah,
because you're right. What you describe with my wife. My wife just wants to be a good host, right? And I had to be like, oh, buddy's over. My buddies are not going to tell my wife, like, hey, please stop. Right. The game's on, right? So I've had to be like, hey, you stop it, please.
Oh, I can't do that.
All right, bro.
Because my wife's from that generation, like, if your glass is empty, I got to fill it.
I understand.
Yeah, so she's moving in.
I get the idea behind it. It's a very kind way to live.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, like, you know.
She's coming with that bottle.
All right, well, you go to a party.
Yeah.
You want that host to host, or you want that host to leave you alone?
No, I like being waited on. Because I don't care about the game. I'm not. I know you turn into like zombie boy when you watch the game.
Zombie boy.
But like, if my cocktail's on, she goes, I freshen that up. Absolutely. I don't have to get up. Thank you. Why wouldn't you take that?
So you're telling me that if the host was not serving you while they were watching the game, you would judge
the host.
No, you would judge them for being a bad host.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
That's kind of what it sounds like.
But I'll take the interruption because I don't. You're not really interrupting me. And I do judge you a little bit if the glasses are all slack.
Oh, I'm not even worried about it. You can get your own drink. I'm talking like food. Like when we have people over to like watch a game.
Glasses. Like we're not just drinking beers out of cans
Seriously,
and bottles.
What a douchebag.
What?
When we're watching the game, like everyone that comes over knows this food that is out, when this food is gone, there will be empty plates here until you leave. Like this is what everybody gets. It's a lot, but everybody, you slow down.
No, my wife will...
Nope.
I said, your wife will do the same thing.
No, no, because I've got, again, like.
By the way, she makes so much food.
Well, that's why it's usually okay.
Yeah.
Right? But no, I'm not refreshing anything, man. Game's on.
My
shut
wife
up.
Will pick up your plate, give you a fresh plate, do all that stuff. You're married to the same style of put.
Yeah, but I had like half a ball one time to be like, please stop doing this. Game's on. You know, streaming services really started as an economical option away from cable.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's why they existed. And for years and years, we didn't know what we had, Tommy.
Whatever.
We lived suckling off the teat of Netflix and Amazon Prime and Hulu and whatever. And then the prices started going up.
Oh, yeah.
And now, if you have multiple streaming services, you may be paying just as much as you did for cable, which made you run away in the first place. So they had to fix that. And now that they've tried to fix it, it seems almost impossible to know what is even the economical option anymore.
Okay. Well, you got options.
I don't know if I
Whether
do.
Whether or not they're one's cheaper than the other.
You're hanging out in the break room. That's just Classic Rock 96.5, so WCMF. So the biggest complaint from people that cut the cord for cable but still and only have streaming is that finding sports can be very hard.
Okay.
Right? Streaming services have bid, much like networks, on exclusive games. So, for example, if you want to watch every NFL game this season, you would need Amazon, Netflix, Hulu, ESPN Plus, and I'm missing one, Peacock.
Do you need Hulu?
Well, okay, I guess you wouldn't need Hulu. But tell me, Peacock?
Maybe someday.
Amazon Prime,
yeah.
Netflix, and there was one other one. The point I'm making is this. Yep. When you start to add up all that stuff.
Yeah, it adds up.
Right.
There you go.
So you could go YouTube TV and get the whole package.
No, you can't get Amazon Prime. There are Peacock exclusive
games. Some, and even if you buy the NFL package, you don't get those games.
She's right. She's absolutely
it's cruel.
Right. So, streaming services have heard this.
Yeah.
And they are now trying something new.
What are you doing?
Yesterday, DirecTV, the satellite dish company.
They're back, baby.
Announced what they're calling the My Sports Skinny Bundle. The bundle will feature 40 sports and broadcast channels, and they're going to launch it in 24 markets with those in New York and Los Angeles.
So how does it work? Sounds chintzy. It's basically when I hear skinny, that sounds chintz.
Well, it's basically just cable for sports.
Yes.
Sports only, right?
But like, do I get all my sports?
So you'll get...
I don't know.
Because you're saying if it's on Peacock, I don't get this.
So, okay, so that might be a problem. But in this bundle, you'll get ESPN, Fox Sports Network, ACC, SEC, Big Ten Networks, Golf Channel, TNT, TBS, True TV, USA Network, all of this stuff, as well as the networks from NFL, NHL, NBA, and MLB. So you wouldn't get Peacock.
Right.
Amazon. You wouldn't get Amazon.
Those unique games.
You wouldn't get Netflix. So you'd have to pay for that. But, in theory... You would be saving money from having to upgrade, like, your YouTube TV package.
To the premium?
Yeah, to include the ACC Network, SEC, the Big Ten, NFL Network, NHL, you get what I'm saying.
All right.
Right? So, in that way. So, if you're only using this to watch sports, this would be a good idea.
But who does that if you have a family?
Yeah.
I get if you're a single guy that's just a sports nut, but you got a family. Everybody's going to the
stream. You need Bravo.
Yes.
We need our Below Deck.
Yes. I mean, you're going there for multiple reasons. I got to find out what happened to Gary and his drinking problem.
I understand. But, like, let's say I'm using YouTube TV, Netflix, Peacock. I mean, in theory, my kids only watch Netflix.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they only watch streaming services. They very rarely watch cable anymore. I could cut out YouTube TV. I would get all the sports I would normally get from YouTube TV in this package, and we'd be good to go. What I can't figure out.
What's that?
252 WCMF. So, DirecTV is launching this at, I think, at an introductory price of $40 a month. So who knows what it ends up going up to?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry, $49.99 a month. I don't know where I'm saving money anymore in keeping, cutting, getting, losing, going without, needing.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest question you have to ask yourself is which one of these am I willing to part with?
Because something's going to pop up on one of these streaming services you're going to want to watch, and you'll end up buying back in.
But I'm talking even just from a strictly sports standpoint,
okay.
Right? Strictly sports standpoint. Is it cheaper for me to go Netflix, ESPN+, Peacock, all that stuff, right? Or do this, get rid of cable, YouTube TV, whatever, because, like, again, you're going to have the other streaming services.
Mm.
It has gotten so convoluted and confusing, it's impossible to know what the economical move is anymore.
Yeah, I don't think there is one. It doesn't seem.
Well, there's
depends if you on what you like to watch, too.
There's one that saves you the most money.
Who's that?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. There is a combination
that
would get you everything you need.
It's like a Rubik's Cube of
you
like
do. You have to,
services.
You have
perfect
to make
way
charts.
To put it.
You have to like actually like add it all up, put it down on paper, and I think physically look at it to see which package you could combine. This is like a bad... This is one of those math problems you took on the state test that you're just like, oh man, where do I start?
No, you're 100% right. And like, I'm even going through it now. I don't have Hulu right now. We don't need it for anything, right? But I have ESPN Plus and I have Disney Plus. All three of those are owned by Disney. They have the Hulu, ESPN Plus,
package.
Disney Plus package.
Right.
But I don't know if what I'm paying for ESPN Plus and Disney Plus is, if I could save money by doing the package, I have no idea.
Yeah, if that's like $80 or $90, I don't get it either.
That's what I'm saying.
And don't forget, like, I'm like you, we still also have basic cable. Which I love.
I have more than basic cable.
What's that?
I have more than, I have a lot of the cable. Because I need SEC, ACC.
So you bought the cable package.
I don't think, other than Hulu, there is a service that exists that I am not currently paying for right now.
Yeah, the only one we don't have is Disney Plus, I think. Of like the big ones.
I need it for the job. At least that's how I justify it in my
head.
Well, no, I mean, like, you know.
Right. But I also can't live without it.
Man, they got us so good.
Yeah.
We are so stupid. Like, we walked into the, oh, wow, $15 for Netflix, and all of a sudden we're all paying $400 a month.
When my wife and I discuss this, I go, but we use it.
I could see if we didn't use it and it sat there. But in months like this where it's freezing cold, we're not going out at night. This is our form of entertainment. And I go, to me, I justify it as, you want to go out? It's also expensive, so what do you want
to
do?
You're right, and it's also easy to justify if you're someone on the run all the time. Like, for example, my daughter plays travel hockey, right?
Right.
So, take it with you.
Yes, I have. Yeah, I have the NFL network, the NFL package. I got Peacock. I got all that stuff on my phone.
Right.
So wherever I am, I could pull up the game and just keep it there with me. But at the end of the month, like, geez,
too much.
It is too much. You made it so confusing on purpose. 252-WCMF again. We're talking about DirecTV, a new venture they are trying. It is a sports exclusive streaming service called the My Skinny Sports Bundle. It'll have a whole bunch of stuff that is just exclusively sports.
Yeah.
And it seems like a good idea at $49.95, but you would still need other stuff to watch games. And now I don't know what's more economical. And it sounds like Brandon might be in the same boat.
Brandon?
He's on CMF. Hey, Brandon. How are you, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Good, man.
So we actually just cut cable. We were paying like $215 a month to have the DVR and all of that crap. But we did YouTube TV, and they had the NFL package on special. So we paid like $300 for the year. And we get all the only sports we don't get that kind of pisses me off is we don't get MSG.
Which is the,
so
Sabres.
Watch the Sabres.
Yes, like that's what.
Watch the Sabres.
That's why I needed cable. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Right. And that's the only reason why I had cable for a long time was because of the Sabres. So I just haven't been watching them this year because even MSG Go doesn't have all of them.
It's their app, which, by the way, is like
$50
a month.
It's such a cruel joke.
Yeah, it's crazy just to watch.
Okay, jeez.
Just to watch games, like, for part of the year, you know what I mean? It was, I don't know.
All right, so like, I'm going to go off on a tangent now because now I'm just fired up.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Sabres play on MSG. You cannot get MSG on YouTube TV, right? So that's
crazy.
You cannot get it,
The only way I found you could is if you, like, do a proxy server and say you're, like, in Idaho or something.
Oh,
and then
lie.
It's out of network.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
Blame it on Idaho.
So... MSG announces last year they're going to come up with this app where you can watch Knicks games, Sabres games, Nets games. Great. Right. Awesome. Like, normally, ESPN Plus costs like $10, $12 a month, depending on when you got in. They want like $40, $50 a month just to watch Sabres games.
That's all I get.
Sabres games.
If you were a fan of the other teams, maybe it would be worth it, too. But
okay.
It's just, if you're just a casual fan.
What's the Venn diagram of a diehard Knicks fan and a diehard Sabres fan? Right. It's almost nobody.
Yeah.
Literally.
Sucks. Brandon, thanks for the call, buddy. Thanks for getting me even more angry. I appreciate it.
You got it.
All right, there goes Brandon.